The Day of the Dead, or Día de Muertos, often conjures up a one-time celebration of something seasonal or akin to Halloween. But Vasquez grew up with this holiday as something that was familiar, comforting, and ever-present.
I think when you grow with that, it's more than a holiday. It's just a way to live, because it's like when you have a bicycle, and it's just in your life, right? So you see it all the time. It's not like we don't see it like a something specific or something like, you know, like now that is like, yeah, it's like a holiday. But it, I think when you grow with that, it's not really a holiday. It is just so natural. However, yeah, it's very important. You know, I remember to do the little altar at home with my mom and everything that goes involved, and it takes time, and you know, you organize before the day, and so it's very nice. And what was very interesting is, by that time, kids, you know, here they go out for Halloween and they ask for candy. So in Mexico, when I was little, kids used to go out with a little box of like a chew box, and then they will do like a little eyes and mouth on the front, like a skull. And then the more funny thing is, like, you will put a little candle inside. See that? I mean, that's very dangerous, because you can burn out the bags. I mean, now that I think, it's like, that was crazy. But nobody got, I mean, yeah, some kids, they got, you know, all the wax in their hands, and that will burn your hand and everything, but not very badly, really. Not to that.
Is it kind of like a jack-o'-lantern? Yeah. Like with a pumpkin?
Uh-huh. Exactly. And they will go out to the streets and they will ask for la calaverita. And what people will give them was money. And sometimes you will do like a little hole on the top, so people will pull the money in the bags. Imagine you have the candle inside. It was just so crazy. But yeah, it was funny, because we were not asking for candy. We were asking for calaverita, and it was money. It was like a coins, right? They would put coins. And so it was just something fun. And the neighborhoods were safe, you know, to go outside. But the colors is I think is what sticks in my mind. Like, you know, the papel picado, the sugar skulls that we exchange with friends, and they will have the name in the front head. And so all of those things are really interesting. And then when you go to the cemetery and bring flowers, and you know, it's a whole party, but it's not scary. I mean, so for you, it's just natural. Like, as a kid, you see a skull and you are not like a scared. And that's the one thing that I'm kind of sad to see, that I really don't want to see the Day of the Dead like a marketing thing, like what happened with Halloween. Because I think Halloween has a lot of background that is very interesting, but people haven't even read about it, or they forget about it, and it's just, you know, the time to buy candy, a time to do. So different things that, so I don't want to see the Day of the Dead going to that.
What keeps it from, because I feel like it's so interesting, like Target last year,
mm-hmm.
and it was hard because I was like, oh, these are so cute, but they totally took Day of the Dead stuff for Halloween,
mm-hmm.
and it's like they had really cute little skulls, and I was like, oh, these are so cute, but this feels weird.
I know. We have a lot of handcraft hairs in Mexico, and these people, they live from what they do, and so they wait, you know, to make their sales and everything. Plus, it's a handcraft that is passed on traditionally in families, and now China is just taking a picture and reproducing. And so I've been going to different markets here, and it's like, as you say, in Halloween, everything is about Day of the Dead, and it's not like I think they put it on the top of Halloween, Day of the Dead, where they are two different things. Although I think there is a little, there should be a connection, because, you know, all religions and all everything in the world has a connection. And basically the Day of the Dead, the real meaning is to be proud of your own self here in the earth, and be honest and be true to yourself, and always go taking care of yourself and others, because when you die, you're supposed to be awakened. So the skulls and all those things, they represent in the honor that you have for your body, although it's, you know, it has passed. So it's a very spiritual moment. And with that, you know, you go on and remember those that have died. And I love the Coco movie with all the colors, this and that. But at the end, I mean, for me that I'm Mexican, at the end it's a Disney movie, you know, that... Yeah, it kind of enhances some things that are a little bit not precisely the thing that we kind of honoring.
Yeah. What was the big difference that you can think
the
of?
The biggest difference that I was like, what? It was the alebrijes, because the alebrijes, they're beautiful and they're colorful, but the alebrijes are very contemporaneous. The person that created the alebrijes, I think he was born in 1930 or something, and you know, they added that we're talking about the Aztecs in the 500s, so before, right? Because in the 500s we have the Spaniards coming. So I mean, it's totally different. Like the Day of the Dead celebration, talking about the roots from the Aztecs, I mean, it's been for so long.